Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now, senior politicians in Mayo are urging the new Garda Commissioner to urgently examine the murder of a young GAA fan in the county 8 years ago next week. 21-year-old Joe Deasy, from London but of Mayo descent, was found unconscious with serious head injuries outside a house near Swinford in August of 2017. His killer or killers have never been caught, and a series of memorial events will be held in the young man's honour this weekend. Drive Time reporter Barry Lenehan has covered this story extensively for over the years and joins me again in studio this evening. Some developments to report recently, Barry, but first of all, remind us of what happened to Joe Deasy, please.
And John, 8 years on, Joe Deasy's social media account is a picture frozen in time. It reads, 21 years old, greyhound owner, the last post, a celebration of the Mayo footballer Aidan O'Shea. And although English, Joe's grandparents were from Bohola and Swinford, and he loved Mayo and its footballers, often spending time in the county. He even had an Irish passport. But Joe was found unconscious outside a house he'd been staying in at Gortna Silla on the morning of August 12th, 2017. The young man had sustained serious head injuries through blunt force trauma, and Gardaí subsequently launched a murder investigation. But the question of who murdered Joe Deasy remains a mystery, and his father Adrian is still desperately searching for answers.
Joe would be 29, just turned 29 in May. Where he'd be in life, I'd be surprised if he was settled down with a mortgage and two children. I think he'd be trying to enjoy life still to the ultimate.
And of course, he'd be an uncle at this stage as well, wouldn't he?
He would, yeah. Yeah, my daughter has given me my first grandchild, so yeah, he'd be Uncle Joe. My daughter gave her son Joe's name.
I suppose it shows the closeness that Joe had with his sister and with the rest of the family.
Not just our family as in Charlotte, the whole of our family as in the Deasy family. He had so many first cousins that regarded him as a brother. You know, a lot of Joe's cousins are girls that don't have brothers, and Joe was their brother from the age of three or four when they first met, and children's tea parties up until the phone call we got from Mayo. They were absolutely heartbroken and still are.
Many, many friends as well.
Yeah, I mean, Joe had a very wide and varied circle of friends. I'm sure his name is still not far from their minds, especially on this time of year.
Can you believe we're approaching another year? The 13th of August 2017, we're approaching yet another anniversary.
In one way, time stands still, and another way, it absolutely flies by. It's hard to imagine it's been 8 years, but equally, it seems like yesterday. We've all got memories that will never be far from our thoughts about that particular time of year.
What do you feel at this particular time of the year?
Oh, intense sadness. It's crazy. Forget, you know, at this stage, not even finding who murdered him, but the fact that he was murdered is the primary thought. It's unbelievable.
And the phone call, the events are still very fresh in your mind, aren't they?
Yeah, as if it happened yesterday. It's unreal. Time stands still on a lot of occasions like this. And every day you have umpteen reminders, but this close to the memorial, it's, you know, it's just like it did happen yesterday. It's horrendous. I dread when the calendar clocks over to August, because it just totally consumes you.
You've never got your head around the fact that Joe was murdered and why anybody would do such a thing.
Generally only happens on telly and in the cinema. No one should have to go through what we've gone through. It just doesn't happen. But unfortunately, it did.
You yourself, as you say, you went back to Mayo nearly every summer, but have you returned much to the Swinford and Bohola area since Joe's death?
No, I won't go back there, which is a shame, but I just can't bring myself. And I can't dream of ever going to the place where he was murdered, the actual location.
Now, an annual Memorial Gaelic football match will take place in Joe's home place of St Albans in Hertfordshire tomorrow between Joe's GAA club and a team of his family and friends. And the event has raised thousands for charity. Memorial events will also take place on Sunday afternoon in the Swinford and Bohola areas in County Mayo. But 8 years on, the Deasy family are still left with many, many questions, including as to why a second private post-mortem was carried out in Joe's body. Here's what else.
There's a black hole between the time that Joe WhatsApped his cousin at 4 o'clock in the morning in great spirits, laughing and joking, till half six, 7 o'clock, 3 or 4 hours later, when someone cycling past noticed, he didn't know what it was, a person asleep or a body outside the premises where he got murdered. And that black hole is still impenetrable today, despite obviously the guard's best efforts. I don't know for sure. There's so much speculation, but no one knows. Well, obviously, the people that murdered him know. But other than that, we are still banging our heads against the brick wall.
And Joe's murder was initially treated as a tragic fall, wasn't it?
That's one of the many questions. This is what we were informed when we went to Dublin, because Joe was flown to Dublin, that he'd fallen off a step. Now, once you go and visit the site, that's an impossibility. It wasn't until 3 days after it was declared a murder. But my brothers went to see Joe in the hospital, saw Joe in the hospital that selfsame night. Straight away, it was obvious to their eyes. This was not a fall. It was a savage attack. Atrocious beating. With what implement still to be advised, it was blunt force trauma that killed him, murdered him.
What are Gardaí telling you at this point in terms of the progress of their investigation?
I'm pleased that they are still proceeding, but progress has been, I won't say non-existent, but it's been slow. They're not overly confident at this stage. They haven't got the necessary leads at the moment. But, you know, us and them just hope that somehow, somewhere, somebody will provide them with the lead that they require.
What is the call in particular to people in the locality, in particular to people who might be afraid to go to the Gardaí? What might be the call on them this evening?
I can't understand. If they're afraid, what are they afraid of? The information they have may not prove to be of any use anyway, but at least it'll be out there. Back in the day, maybe they didn't want to do it because it was too fresh. But now it's been 8 years. Do your duty as a human being and advise, if not the guards, advise someone else and they can tell someone else. But you need to get it out there, if only for your own good. The longer time goes on, it becomes more and more essential that we get a new lead from someone who has knowledge that was not prepared to tell us beforehand. That's the only way we believe that this case will now be cracked.
Several people have spoken of the intimidation that they have faced for campaigning for justice for you and your family. When you hear that, what do you think?
That's disgusting. It's unbelievable. What sort of human being would intimidate people that are purely looking to find the murderers, the people, the scum that murdered our son? And the people that intimidate are akin to scum as far as I'm concerned, because there's no human reason why you would do it.
Do you ever give up hope, Adrian?
No, never. Never. Till my dying breath. One day it'll happen. Soon, hopefully sooner rather than later. One day it's got to break. Life's cruel enough without it not never breaking. So we'll never give up hope. We'll forevermore we'll be trying to find out who did it. No matter what people try and do or say or stick their head in the sands or what have you to make us go away, we'll never go away until we got justice for Joe.
Adrian Deasy there, Joe's grieving father. And Barry, the events of August 12th, 2017 came under focus at Castlebar Circuit Criminal Court last month. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, as a friend of Joe Deasy's pleaded guilty to harassing the owners of the house where the young GAA fan was found before his death, Peter and Anne Byrne deny any involvement into the young man's murder and insist they did everything they could to help him. But the court heard how between December 2018 and 19, the couple received 40 cards to their home signed from Joe on occasions such as birthdays and Christmas. They also received a black rose on their 29th wedding anniversary. 12 of the cards were traced back to Brendan Rowland, originally from Ballycroy in County Mayo, but who has been living in Great Britain for over a decade. In her victim impact statement, Anne Byrne became emotional as she outlined how she felt sick to the pit of her stomach that the name of the dead person was signed on many of the cards. "I wish for this hatred to stop, as my family was not involved in whatever happened to Joe," she told the court. "We do not know what happened, and we also grieve for Joe," she said. In his victim impact statement, Peter Byrne said Roland's cards had left him feeling he had, quote, "come into contact with a kind of evil I'd never experienced in my life." Peter Byrne told the court when he was alerted to Joe Deasy's unconscious state, he immediately called an ambulance before beginning CPR. He then alerted Joe's cousin, who lived nearby. "I don't know what else we could have done," Peter Byrne told the court. "We did nothing wrong." And he appealed for anyone who has information as to what happened to Joe to come forward. Judge Owen Garavan described the sending of the cards to the Byrnes as unjustified, cruel and sinister, and that Brendan Rowland's actions were a misguided and unwarranted way to deal with his grief. Judge Garavan told the court how Mr. Rowland had been apologetic and remorseful, even if it may be difficult for the Byrne family to accept. And he suggested Mr. Rowland think about paying for a memorial to commemorate Joe Deasy and for the Byrnes to be part of that process. He said if Brendan Rowland does this and keeps his bib clean, he'll deal with the matter with a suspended sentence, with the case adjourned until October.
So what else is likely to happen now, Barry?
With senior Mayo politicians, they want the incoming Garda Commissioner to urgently examine this case. Sinn Féin TD for Mayo, Rose Conway Walsh, told me she's to contact Justin Kelly to ask him to meet the DC family. And this call is echoed by Fianna Fáil councillor in Westport, Brendan Mulroy. He has campaigned for years for justice for Joe Deasy, but has been met with consistent intimidation.
Well, Barry, recently I've had a meeting with Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice, and I went through in detail my involvement in the case and the intimidation I faced from literally from day one once I got involved in the case. So the Minister is very much aware of that. And I've also asked for a meeting for the DC family with the Minister and also for the incoming new Garda Commissioner. So I'd hope we'd have a bit of clarity on that in the next couple of days and a date will be set so we can meet with the Minister and meet with the new Garda Commissioner.
You've also asked Jim O'Callaghan to set up an independent inquiry. Why?
Well, I was very clear on that with the Minister. I said to him, this is my opinion, Minister. I said basically that I felt that the Garda investigation to date has failed miserably. And I think in light of that, and I suppose we're 8 years down the line and there's been no one brought to justice for the murder of Joe Deasy. In light of that, I did point out to the Minister that it would be my opinion, and not just my opinion, a lot of other people's opinion, that a new independent investigation should take place.
What sort of reaction have you encountered since you've campaigned for justice for the Deasy family?
Well, look, in general, people are mystified at what happened, but the dark side of that for me is I know from on five different occasions I've been approached by five different individuals to tell me to stay away from the case, and they've been approached themselves. So basically they've been carrier pigeons to make sure that I don't get involved in the case. I'm being intimidated to stay away from the case, which I find absolutely crazy. I can't understand for the life of me when anyone would stop a public representative or anybody for seeking justice for Joe Deasy, and that has me bamboozled. But look, at in saying that, I have been into the Gardaí in Westport. I have went through it in detail with them, every single bit of intimidation and the people who have came to me. I have went through that in detail with the Gardaí, and the Gardaí are very much aware of that, as is the Minister. And I suppose at this stage, Barry, I would say that to any individual or groups that have been contacted in relation to the Joe Deasy case, trying to tell people not to get involved in the case, I would ask them to come forward to the Gardaí and present themselves to the Gardaí and make that complaint to the Gardaí. But initially it was a problem in relation to the intimidation. I found it was worrying to start off with. I suppose at this stage I've lived it on daily basis, not so much worrying anymore. While there might be intimidation going on, the majority of 99% of people in this county are absolutely supportive of the Deasy family and the quest for justice for Joe.
8 years, a long time. What would it mean to the county of Mayo as well to have this murder finally solved?
It's just a darkness that's been over this county for the last 8 years. A lot of innuendo, a lot of speculation, stuff that's not helping the Deasy family whatsoever. Mayo as a county needs this murder investigation to be brought to a very quick end, and whoever is guilty to be brought to justice. Joe was very much part of Mayo. He was very much one of us. He was a Mayo man by all intents and purposes, and a stronger Mayo man as any of us are. So look, by all intents and purposes, it would be awful important that this case is brought to an end very quickly, and the people or the persons involved are brought to justice.
Mayo councillor Brendan Mulroy there. Finally, Barry, what are the Gardaí and the Department of Justice saying on this this evening?
A spokesperson for Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan says the minister has engaged and will continue to engage with the Garda Commissioner in relation to this case. And while the minister is open to meeting the DC family as the investigation is ongoing, it would not be deemed appropriate to do so at this time. And Gardaí say they are continuing to investigate the circumstances surrounding the death of Joe Deasy in Swinford in 2017. And to date, four people have been arrested as part of this investigation, and they continue to appeal for anyone with information to contact Claremorris Garda Station on 094 937 2080 or the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Barry Lenehan reporting there. Thank you, Barry. And drivetime at rte.ie is our email if you ever want to get in touch with the programme.